Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about being rich. It's about creating a life of meaning and impact. Because as a Rippler, as you expand and create more freedom for yourself, you can become a greater blessing in the lives of others. Guys, I appreciate you letting me do that for you today. And I appreciate you guys tuning in, binging, sharing, and do all the good things that you guys do. So I really appreciate it so much. As a quick reminder, remember, reach out to us. You know, if you ever have questions, especially if you've got money sitting on the sidelines or money locked up in prison, you're saying, okay, Chris, I got equity in my house, or I got money sitting in savings or stocks or whatever it is. How do I get this money making me money? Go to our website, moneyripples.com, go to the contact us page, and you can check that out there and talk to one of our advisors. Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P as in American Homeowner Preservation. .com. Check it out. All right, guys. So today I want to talk about a very common misconception that comes up, and I've mentioned it here, there, and in just slight, you know, little sound bites. But I want to really get into this subtle deception when it comes to money, and especially when it comes to how to create wealth, right? Because right now, when things are all going great, when the markets are up, when prices are up, when real estate values are up, everything's up, Bitcoin's up, you know, even crypto and things like that. Like almost wherever you turn, you're making money, right? Here's the thing though, is that the hardest thing right now is to tune out the noise, right? Get that away and start to focus on what really works. And there's a common misconception that if someone makes a lot of money, they're good with money. I'm going to tell you that's a complete 100% false. Right? That's not true at all. Making more money does not equate to you having more wealth or being smarter when it comes to money. But let me give you an example. I had a family member who I've mentioned on the show before, who's very smart in his own right, done a great job in the business world. His father made millions in their own business. He made millions as well. But looking behind the curtain, he had no assets to show for it, right? It didn't matter how much money he was making. He wasn't keeping anything that was actually making him money. And same, and I actually know two people, same situation. I know a lot of people, especially in the network marketing industry, a great industry, by the way. I know some of you might have a less than favorable attitude towards it, but I've seen the successful side. Those have actually made it work. And there's varying personalities and people that make it successful, right? So it's not the same old like salesman in a suit or somebody who's selling ketchup popsicles to a woman in white gloves, as Tommy Boy would say, right? It's not like that at all. In fact, there's introverts, there's extroverts, lots of people make money in that industry, but majority of people do not. For the few people that do make money in that industry, one common problem I see every time is that many of them will make great money, right? And especially because it's a low cost business, great profit, low overhead. I mean, that's a pretty cool business when you think about it. The problem though, is that most of them do not use that money to buy more assets. Usually it's about creating a lifestyle. It's often, focused around what other people see to attract more people into their business. And by the way, this is not just network marketing. You guys know there's influencers out there that do this all the time, take pictures in front of private jets that they don't even own, in front of cars or whatever. And by the way, even if they do own those things, the question is, are they still profitable and could they shut down that business and make money? Same problem. I see this again and all the time, especially in network marketing. If those income streams stopped, they would be hurting. You know, they would have a little bit of savings to get them through, but they would be scrambling trying to find the next money. Here's the advice you want to take. It's not the people that make a lot of money, but those that have their money making a lot for them and consistently, not just a fly by night thing, not just because the markets are up, but they can make money passively over and over and over, just like clockwork. That is the kind of advice you want to seek. Stop seeking the advice of those that talk about the latest and greatest, hottest trends or tricks or tactics, right? The trends, tricks, and tactics, you know, those three T's, right? Those things do not necessarily equate to making more money. It's always coming back to, are you wealthy? And wealthy in a way where passive income is coming in to more than pay for your own expenses. If they can't do that, then you got to work on building that up. This should be a priority in your life. Your priority should be, how do I generate enough passive income, whether you're a business owner, a network marketer, or whatever you might be, right? Your goal should not just be building that business. Your goal should be creating enough passive income to where you work because you want to, not because you have to, just like we teach on this show. And again, many times, even those of you that are W-2 employees, I know the majority of you guys work for other companies, right? The majority of you guys that we speak with, you know, you're working W-2 jobs, making at least 100, 200,000 a year or more, right? Some of you are business owners doing the same thing, but many of you guys have W-2 jobs. You get this because you know, if you get laid off, that's it. For business owners, it's a little bit trickier because they know that they are the boss, right? However, 2020 taught us something important. We found out that the government can say, you know what? You need to shut your doors. That's it. Close it down because you're non-essential, right? And that just gave us a little sneak peek into what's possible. And so even now, even though it's great to be a business owner and have that freedom, which is why I became an entrepreneur myself, the tricky part is that if you do not have passive income, especially multiple streams of passive income coming in, you are in danger. You are at risk because something, if it shuts off that mainstream of income, how are you going to be? Now, if you're in that situation, don't worry. You are like the majority of Americans. In fact, you're probably like 98, 99% of Americans right now who do not have that. There are a lot of Americans that are multimillionaires, but do not have enough passive income to support themselves. You know, and sometimes you guys even reach out to me. Some of you guys are multimillionaires reaching out saying, Chris, I've got 2, 3 million, 5 million plus of net worth, sometimes $10+ million net worth, but I'm asset rich and cash poor. And that's why we put an urgent focus to flip that around, say, let's get that passive income coming in. And especially if you can do it consistently without the worries of what's going to happen to the government, to the economies, and everything else. Now, like I mentioned before about uncertainty, right? We talked about this last week, you know, with our last podcast, or 2 weeks ago with our last podcast, talking about uncertainty. That's, you're going to have uncertainty whether, no matter how much you prepare. But it's amazing what happens when you can prepare financially. You have a good amount of savings sitting around that you're not investing. You've got a good amount that you are investing that's working for you. And it's not just in one place. You're doing it in multiple places. Don't get overly diversified. Be careful of that because I get so many people that would come to me, especially when they listen to dozens and dozens of podcasts, they start throwing money everywhere, right? And it has no rhyme or reason. It's not working together to create a cohesive plan. So be sure that it's working together harmoniously, getting you max results with the minimum amount of cash necessary. That is what you want to aim for. So guys, again, I want you to understand that it's not about how much money somebody earns. Don't worry about that. It's about the passive income they have. This is why I'm teaching you guys now. This is why I didn't even start telling, you know, talking about passive income until I got there myself, right? Like I said, like it was 2016 when I was able to get myself out of the rat race for the second time. And you'll start to notice that I get a lot more heavy into this conversation about passive income after that point. Prior to that, in my earlier podcast, you hear a lot more, especially catered around business and generating revenue or profit, having extra cash flow freed up and just your normal, you know, whether it's through the budget, through its taxes or debt or whatever it might be, right? But that's good. But you also got to take it to the next level of, okay, now how do we generate passive income where, again, we work because we want to, not because we have to. My goal, like I said, always is that our goal is, and our vision is to get at least 1,000 of you financially independent by the year 2030. Some of you guys are going to be able to do it within the next year or two. I already know because some of you guys reached out and I'm like, hey, we can do this now. Somebody just a few weeks ago reached out and said, you know, he said 18 months, I think would be really aggressive. Probably won't hit it, but at least 5 to 10 years. I told him, I said, listen, 18 months for you is conservative based on what I see and it's possible here. I know I have another person I'm talking to tomorrow. Same thing, you know, talking about where they got a lot of net worth, but again, it's not generating enough cash flow to quite get them to be free for their retirement. And they're actually a little bit, you know, going into their 60s now. Many people I talk to are in their 40s and 50s, you know? And so we want to make sure, again, you know, no matter what age you're at, what stage of life you are, that's done in the proper order of things and is done in a way that creates as much certainty and security as you could possibly get, where it's not banking on the stock market. It's not riding waves of markets of Bitcoin or whatever it might be. It's something, you know, hey, things can happen in the world, but I've got more than enough to cover my needs. In fact, I actually recommend people will try to go at least 10% above where their expenses are, just to ensure that if something does go wrong with some of the streams of income, you know, in case, you know, there's, you know, if you're trying to do rental properties and they decide to say, hey, your renters don't have to pay anymore, and a few percentage of your renters decide to stop paying, you're okay. You're not going to freak out. You're not going to be in trouble. In fact, you've got surplus, you know, typically where you'll allow you to keep reinvesting and build that up year after year. So you create this income snowball where year after year, your passive income keeps increasing. It rises with inflation. It even fights it rather than the other way around, which is where people are losing the battle right now. So anyways, guys, my advice to you is create those passive streams of income. Listen to those that are been there, done that, and still doing it today. Don't listen to those people that just make a lot of money and show great photos of themselves. That's not the people you want to listen to. You want those that actually are free. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful, prosperous week. I'll talk to you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.